last savior.
Oh, the savior of mankind, please show us a sign.
To the designer of the human civilization that is established on the unity of Almighty Allah.
Light of Allah, you are a true God.
To the redeemer of human volition and thought.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Assalamu alaikum, dear listeners of IRIB English Radio. A very warm welcome to yet another episode of The Last Savior. In this program, we provide you with insights about the Imam of our time so that we may not be among the ignorant. Because as our Prophet, peace be upon him, says that the one who does not have the knowledge about the Imam of his time will die the death of an ignorant. Well, there have been a series of programs we have been discussing about the connection between Imam Hussain alayhi salam and the Imam of our time. And today, again, we have had the pleasure to be with Dr. Murtaza Karimi. Assalamu alaikum.
Wa alaikum assalam wa rahmatullah.
A very warm welcome, sir.
Thank you for having me.
Well, Dr. Karimi, you have been helping us to find a connection between the two noble Imams, Imam Hussain alayhi salam and Imam Mahdi ajallaha ta'ala faraja. Our audience is eager to know what is there more in the store.
A narration from Imam Hussain alayhi salam, in which Imam quotes his grandfather, the Holy Prophet, peace be upon him, and his family as saying, and according to some narrations, Imam Hussain alayhi salam quoted this narration on the night of Ashura to his companions. So he told them about this narration by his grandfather, the Holy Prophet, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So addressing his companions, Imam Hussain alayhi salam said, وَقَدْ قَالَ جَدِّي رَسُولُ اللَّهِ sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, my grandfather has said, وَلَدِي حُسَيْن يُقْتَلُ بِالطَّفْ كَرْبَلَى. My son Hussein would be killed in the land of Karbala, غَرِيبًا وَحِيدًا عَطْشَانًا فَرِيدًا. Why he's thirsty and he's alone. فَمَنْ نَسَرَهُ فَقَدْ نَسَرَنِي. The Holy Prophet is telling the people that those who help my son Hussein, it is as if they have helped me. وَنَسَرَ وَلَدَهُ الْحُجَّةَ عَجَّلَ اللَّهُ تَعَالَى فَرَجُهُ الشَّرِيفُ. So in this narration, the Holy Prophet is referring to both Imams, Imam Hussain alayhi salam and Imam Mahdi alayhi salam. He says, those people who help my son, Imam Hussain alayhi salam, it is as if they have helped me and they have helped his son, that is Imam Mahdi, may Allah hasten his reappearance. And this is a narration which is mentioned by both Shia and Sunni sources. For example, Ma'al al-Sibtain, volume 1, page 208, and Asrar al-Shahada, page 268. The other point is, again, regarding the angels.
Right.
Previously, we talked about the angels who mourned for the martyrdom of Imam Hussain alayhi salam. Now, one of the features of the uprising of Imam Mahdi alayhi salam is that according to some narrations, he would be helped by a divine help through the angels.
Right.
Now, some of these angels, according to some narrations, are the very angels who tried and wished to help Imam Hussain alayhi salam, but they were not able to do so.
Right.
So this is how these two Imams are again connected.
Correlated to each other.
Exactly. Imam Sadiq alayhi salam says, كَأَنِّي أَنْظُرُ إِلَى الْقَائِمِ. It is as if I'm witnessing Al-Qa'im, Imam Mahdi alayhi salam. وَمَعَهُ أَرْبَعَةُ آلَافٍ. With him are 4,000 angels. Now, who are these 4,000 angels? سَعَدُوا إِلَى السَّمَاءِ يَسْتَأْذَنُونَ فِي الْقِتَالِ مَعَ الْحُسَيْنِ. These are the very angels who, in the year 61 after Hijra, they went to the heaven, يَسْتَأْذَنُونَ فِي الْقِتَالِ مَعَ الْحُسَيْنِ عَلَيْهِ السَّلَامِ, asking for permission to help the Imam Hussain عَلَيْهِ السَّلَامِ. But فَهَبَتُوا إِلَى الْأَرْضِ وَقَدْ قُتِلْ. But as soon as they came to the earth, it was the time that Imam Hussain عَلَيْهِ السَّلَامِ was already martyred.
Right. That's really even a tragedy for the angels, for the entire creation. Mm-hmm. We will dive deep into this topic after a short break. Dear listeners, stay tuned.
I can feel your eyes like the sun shining behind the clouds. I need a morning this long night forever. I need a hero to stop this thousand-year-old
Welcome back. You're listening to IRIB English Radio. We have Dr. Karimi with us. You're listening to the program The Last Savior. We're trying to talk about the connection and correlation between Imam Hussein alayhi salam and Imam Zamana jallaha ta'ala faraja. Dr. Karimi is helping us. Yes, Dr. Karimi.
Of course, as people involved in material world, we may not understand how it works. I mean, how the angels are going to help Imam Mahdi alayhi salam, how they wanted to help, how the Imam Hussein alayhi salam, how they mourned for the Imam. But there is no doubt about the fact that the men of God, the men of spirituality, they can witness.
Exactly. When we have the for the insightful men and women out there, mm-hmm. We have this holy verse from the Quran, وَمَا أَرْسَلْنَاكَ إِلَّا رَحْمَةً لِلْعَالَمِينَ. We have not sent you down except for the mercy towards the worlds. That's for the Prophet Muhammad, may peace be upon him. So he's a mercy for the entire creation, and why not his grandson? Then why not the entire creation should mm-hmm. mourn in the martyrdom of Imam Hussein alayhi salam?
Exactly. So these 4,000 angels, they came to help Imam Hussein alayhi salam, but they witnessed that he is already martyred. According to this narration and other similar narrations, these 4,000 angels remain with the grave of Imam Hussein alayhi salam, and they are like dusty according to this narration. يَبْكُونَهُ إِلَى يَوْمِ الْقِيَامَةِ. They cry for him until the day of judgment. وَهُمْ يَنْظُرُونَ خُرُوجَ الْقَائِمِ. And they are waiting for the reappearance of Imam Mahdi alayhi salam.
So they are in the state of mourning already.
Exactly. Al-Ghiba by Nu'mani, page 309, hadith number 4. Now, other narrations explain about this a special group of angels. For example, in one narration we read, whoever goes to visit the shrine of Imam Hussein alayhi salam, these angels welcome him or her. And if there are ill people among them, they will visit him or her. If they die, they will say prayer over them, and they ask for their forgiveness, and they are waiting for the reappearance of the Imam. In another narration, Imam Rida alayhi salam explains more. وَلَقَدْ نَزَلَ إِلَى الْأَرْضِ مِنَ الْمَلَائِكَةِ 4,000 لِلْنَصْرِهِ. To help Imam Hussein alayhi salam, 4,000 angels descended. فَوَجَدُوهُ قَدْ قُتِلْ. They found him that he is already killed. فَهُمْ عِنْدَ قَبْرِهِ. So they are with his grave, they are dusty, they are there till the time of the reappearance of the Imam. إلى أن يقوم القائم فيكونون من أنصاره. They are among the supporters and helpers of Imam Mahdi عليه السلام. وشعارهم يا لثارات الحسين. And their slogan would be يا لثارات الحسين, which be one of the slogans of the army of Imam Mahdi عليه السلام as well. This is mentioned in other narrations that وشعارهم يا لثارات الحسين. They called the chant, the slogan of these angels is يا لثارات الحسين. And the same has been mentioned for the call of the army of Imam Mahdi alayhi salam. The fact that Ya Latharat al-Hussein is one of the main slogans, one of the main
expressions
and calls for the army of Imam Mahdi alayhi salam.
Right.
For example, in one of the Ziyarat Jama'ah, we know that Ziyarat Jama'ah means a Ziyarat that can be recited for any Imam. And we have different versions of it. In one of the versions, when we are saying salam to Imam Mahdi alayhi salam, we say assalamu ala al-imam al-ghaib an al-absar, greetings and salam to the Imam who is hidden from the eyes.
Thank you.
then it continues to say that الَّذِي يَظْهَرُ فِي بَيْتِ اللَّهِ الْحَرَامِ who will reappear next to the house of God, the Holy Kaaba, وَيُنَادِي بِشِعَارِ يَا لَثَارَاتِ الْحُسَيْنِ. And his call, his slogan would be يَا لَثَارَاتِ الْحُسَيْنِ أَنَا الطَّالِبُ بِالْأَوْتَارِ. I'm going to take revenge for those people who were killed while they were oppressed. This is mentioned for not only Imam Mahdi alayhi salam, but also for his companions. For example, Fazl ibn Shahdan is quoted as saying, "Inna shi'ara ashab al-Mahdi ajjalallahu ta'ala farajahu al-sharif ya latharat al-Husayn." The slogan, the call of the companions of Imam Mahdi alayhi salam is ya latharat al-Husayn. And one of the meanings of ya latharat al-Husayn is that all people who are going to take revenge for Imam al-Husayn alayhi salam. In another narration, Fudayl ibn Yasar quotes Imam al-Sadiq alayhi salam as saying, this narration is talking about the supporters, the companions of Imam Mahdi alayhi salam. وَهُمْ مِنْ خَشَّةِ اللَّهِ مُشْفِقُونَ. They are fearful of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. يَدْعُونَ بِالشَّهَادَةِ وَيَتَمَنَّوْنَ أَن يُقْتَلُوا فِي سَبِيلِ اللَّهِ. They wish to be martyred in the way of Allah. شعارهم يا لثارات الحسين. Their slogan is يا لثارات الحسين. So with this we come to our conclusion regarding the connection between these two imams in the narrations. Again, a couple of relations and connections between these two imams when we read the supplications and prayers and ziyarat, the ziyarat text for both of them. For example, on the 3rd of Sha'ban, the birthday anniversary of Imam al-Husayn alayhi salam, we have a reference to Imam Mahdi alayhi salam. In one of the supplications, Imam Askari alayhi salam says, on the 3rd of Sha'ban, which is the date for the birth of Imam al-Husayn alayhi salam, read the following dua. Allahumma inni as'aluka bihaq al-mawlud fi hadha al-yawm. O Allah, I ask you by the child who is born on this very day, that is Imam al-Husayn alayhi salam.
Right.
Al-maw'ud bi shahadatihi qabla istihlalihi wa wiladatih. The one whose martyrdom was predicted and the news of his martyrdom was mentioned even before his birth. Bakathu as-samaa wa man fiha wal ard wa man 'alayha. The heaven and those people in the heaven, the earth and those people who are on the earth, they cry for him. And المعوض من قتله, the reward for his martyrdom is that أن الأئمة من نسله, the imams are from his progeny. We know that the 9th imams from the 4th to the 12th imam are from his generation.
Right.
والشفاء في تربته, in the land of Karbala there is a شفاء, there is a healing
cure.
And cure. والفوز معه في أوبته والأوصياء من عترته بعد قائمهم وغيبته. In this part of the supplication and prayer, in the day of the 3rd of Sha'ban, which is the birthday of Imam al-Husayn alayhi salam, we refer to Imam Mahdi alayhi salam and his occultation. The fact that all the Imams of the Ahl Bayt, I mean 9 Imams of the Ahl Bayt alayhi salam, are from his
lineage,
and Imam Mahdi alayhi salam is also from his lineage, and also it is referring to his ghaiba or occultation.
Right.
There is a famous loh or tablet, as the tablet of Lady Zahra Salamullahi Alayha. There are narrations about that. And this tablet was given to Lady Zahra Salamullahi Alayha when Imam al-Husayn alayhi salam was born.
So, Dr. Karimi, let's explore the topic more in the upcoming sessions, because all that needs good explanation. We extend our gratitude to you for those wonderful insights. Thank you so much for coming.
My pleasure.
Thank you so much to our listeners who were listening to IRIP English Radio. In case you have any queries, any questions, please feel free to email us at englishradio@irib.ir. Until another session, wassalamu alaikum warahmatullahi wabarakatuh.